It's the Borking of John Roberts. This is Jav Parrish. Borking, as a political term, has entered a discourse in recent years thanks to the right wing. It refers, derisively, to the process of challenging any presidential nominee, but particularly a prospective Supreme Court justice, awaiting confirmation by the Senate, and who's getting the treatment accorded Robert Bork, a controversial 1987 Supreme Court nominee shot down for his radical judicial views. Borking means to successfully, and in the right's view unfairly, paint somebody as an extremist, someone outside the pale. As his confirmation hearings approach next week, liberal groups are doing their best to bork John Roberts, and it's a complete waste of time. Make no mistake, John Roberts will be on the Supreme Court. He has the votes of every Republican and quite a few Democrats, and he's skilled enough in the art of saying nothing untoward in Senate hearings that next week will only cement his reputation as an affable, regular kind of guy. Roberts will sail through these hearings, and all those anti-Roberts TV ads now clogging the Washington, D.C. airwaves will fall on deaf ears. So why air them? Opponents of the Roberts nomination paint him as a wolf in sheep's clothing, a man whose lack of extensive written history masks a deeply conservative, even reactionary mind. To bolster this argument, they're dragging out old memos from 20 to 25 years ago, when Roberts was a young Reagan administration devotee. But liberals who know Roberts say that he's a best-case scenario, somebody who, given the proclivities of the Bush administration, is as good a nominee as we could hope for. Why, then, the attacks? In part, they're purely reactionary. Roberts is being challenged because of who nominated him. Anybody who's admired by George Bush must be dangerous. If he doesn't have much of a record to parse, all the more treacherous. And there's some truth to this. After all, Bush has repeatedly stated his admiration for strict constitutionalists, judges like Clarence Thomas, who are a nightmare on the court. Democrats are also playing to the midterm elections. They see a weakened Bush, who is in many ways out of step with mainstream America. And they want to use the Roberts confirmation process as an opportunity to define for voters what Democrats stand for, and what appointees like Roberts do not stand for. But the confirmation process should not be about using the audience as a focus group for progressive ideas. It's about vetting a man who's getting a lifetime appointment to an extremely powerful branch of government, with no real checks on that power once he's confirmed. Given that Roberts' confirmation is a near certainty, much of this posturing is not about the fitness of John Roberts at all. It's about weakening Bush and the Republicans, and trying to establish Democrats as a party of popular common sense ideas. The problem is one of credibility. If the Dems cry wolf over Roberts, and Americans are presented in his hearings with a sympathetic guy the public likes, there will be that much less credibility available when Bush nominates somebody really bad next time. And given the health of Chief Justice Rehnquist, that's likely to happen sooner rather than later. Some activists see the challenge to Roberts as a dry run for next time around, an attempt to soften up the Republican juggernaut so that there's a better chance of stopping a future nomination. But instead, the battering of a guy who may or may not merit it does nothing but cost Democrats and activist groups like MoveOn.org precious credibility. Given that Republicans control every branch of the federal government, Democrats wouldn't seem to have that much credibility to waste. They should lay off John Roberts. It's not worth risking credibility for a hopeless fight. And given how unpredictable court nominations are, there's every chance Roberts will turn out to be a fine justice. Save the ammunition and angst for another day. From KPCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.